So now the next part is a skill is, I remember one time, one of my good friends who I went to first grade together in Iran, I went to junior high school together, Wilson Junior High School. I went to high school together. Then I went to the army together with him. Then we worked at Bally's together. Then we started a financial services business together, okay? And we eventually fell apart. So one day we're at Starbucks and I'm trying to teach this guy how to make phone calls, okay? I'm 23 years old, 24 years old. I'm giving him the script, he's making the phone calls, and I'm getting angry. I told you not to say it like that. What are you doing? You don't say that. Hang up the phone. And the guy's panicking. You know what happened? He was afraid of making phone calls. Because now he's walking on
X-Scared the shit out of him.
Scared the shit out of him. And he leaves, and I'm like, dude, you just killed the guy. This guy is scared shitless of not making phone calls.
Yeah.
What were you doing? So then you're kind of like, man, I got to learn in a better way of presenting my argument to people to receive it, okay? So then if you really want to be a good communicator, you have to learn how to persuade. You have to learn how to be patient. You have to always learn to give an option out. And there's a way of that part comes with the ability to communicate if that's your game, if that's the world you're going to go in, which communication, no matter what you do, it's something. Parenting, marriage, relationship, business,
yeah, if you can't
finance.
Communicate,
forget about it, right?
It's
it is. And by the way, we don't teach that in school. We don't teach it in high school
because
we
don't they don't really want to teach leaders.
But again, that's the challenge we're going back to, right? We need to, what is more important in life? Am I going to need to learn more about communication than more about what it is to be gay, lesbian, trans, and all that stuff? Communication, how come we're not doing it? We don't teach taxes. We don't teach marriage. We don't teach parenting. We don't teach the big decisions that we make in our lives. We don't teach, but we make decisions that we're never going to make in our lives.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like if they knew communication, then they would be able to communicate how they felt about the topic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And by the way,
good pull
even
around.
The debate, we're afraid of debating. Universities, you can't debate in Berkeley. You
what?
Can't debate in Stanford. No, meaning like if your position is an opposing position, Berkeley, for every 13 liberal professor, one is conservative. That's a monopoly. There is no debate. You can't have a debate. You're walking on eggshells. I'm at Harvard Business School, and I'm there for an OPM program, 3-week program that they allow entrepreneurs. You're running a business above $10 million. You can come there. So 144 of us are together there from 64 countries. And it's the same 3 weeks that I'm there while Hillary Clinton and Trump are debating. And I go to the Chow Hall. Chow Hall is a name of a man named Chow who paid the facility to build their cafeteria, and it's called the Chow Hall, C-H-A-O. Beautiful place. So I go there, and we're watching. 500 people, 400 people in this auditorium. So, boo! 100% of them. Yeah! 100% of them. I told the professor afterwards, I said, I'm sorry, just curious. Is this a university? Yes. Why do 100% of 400 people here all only agree with one candidate? This ain't no university. I'm not coming back here. I never went back. It was a 3-year program. I never went back.
Good for you.
I said, what am I doing here? And I pushed everybody while I'm there. I'm not coming back. What am I going to come back here for? To do what?
Yeah, university is the place you come
you
to.
You claim this is a university, but you're frightened of a debate? Seriously? And you guys all been brainwashed to think one way? You think that's right? You don't have the courage to stand out? You're not a leader. You're conforming to what other people are telling you to do. So to go back to your messaging, there's nothing wrong with having an emotional, heated debate, as long as it's respectful. It's okay to have an argument, as long as it's respectful. We have to learn how to communicate better. We also have to learn to not avoid conflict. You know, there's a book that's written by Patrick Lencioni,